All right, it's 8:42 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I thought we would... Oh, no, wait, don't let him in. Well, I guess he's going to come in anyway.
He's got a list of...
Here he comes, Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Yeah,
hey, Clarence.
Hey.
How's it going?
Got a big old key ring here.
Yeah.
Kind of make my way through the building, doing my rounds.
Yeah, kind of.
And I got to thinking that maybe you guys didn't know about my past career before I was a maintenance guy in a building.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't hear about
this
a couple of minutes ago.
A long time ago, it was me and about five other people, and one of them was... I want to say Judas Iscariot and also Ron Jackson. And we all worked together back in the old days on Madison Avenue. We were jingle riders.
Your timeline's off.
Jingle riders.
And this is before there actually was a Madison Avenue. There wasn't any street there. It was just sheep grazing fields.
Huh.
But we were out there in the middle of that sheep grazing field, what would become Madison Avenue. Uh-huh. We were a real known copywriting house. We did all kinds of advertising. And I wrote a lot of the car jingles that you fellas probably remember. I don't know if y'all remember them, but I'm sure your granddaddies would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's timely.
Yeah.
Like what?
So I wanted you to know that.
Oh, okay, well, thanks.
Well, you have examples of your work or anything?
Oh, okay, I guess I could do that for you.
See, Clarence, I think you just sit down in that boiler room and listen to our segment, and then you make up stories and want to come in here on the air.
What?
Like you're connected.
I can't hear you. Hold on. Let me get my ear horn.
No, never mind. Never mind. All right. What jingles have you written?
Well, you remember the... that's not my ear horn, by the way. you remember this one? Is your wife an orgasm faker? Well, get yourself a Studebaker.
That was before our time. And I doubt that commercial would make you
hear. Yeah, I wrote that one. How about this one? Ed sold the car that nobody wants. I wrote
that
turned
out to be true, I guess, yeah.
You may have written that, but I don't think they would use that.
Yeah, they used it, and
sure
the car failed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, I was trying to use reverse psychology. Kind of backfired on me.
You okay?
How about this one? I did this one a little bit later in my career. Go out in a blaze of glory. Take your chances with a Pinto. Boom, boom.
Whatever.
Well, they had the big controversy of getting hit from behind and exploding.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part. I didn't do a lot of
take your chances.
Yeah.
You should never bet that in a car jingle.
Well, that was it. Yeah, and they'd have the print ad, and there'd be a Pinto out on the road, and then in script right up above it, it says, take your chances. You know, kind of appealing to the adventurous type.
Well, yeah.
How about this one? This was in the 80s. Isn't it time to do a line off the dash? DeLorean! Remember that?
Hell yeah, I guess he did get it.
And then you had the woman's voice that came in and said, the only car that time travels.
Back to the Future, yeah. I don't know why John DeLorean would want his cocaine issues brought up in a car jingle.
Market the car.
Doesn't make any sense, but...
tonight, you know, I did a lot of short ones, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, like this one. Hey, Dallas, Plymouth.
Oh, back before the days of Dallas Dodge.
Yeah. I was selling Plymouths back then.
The Trailblazer.
How about Hitler created it and you get to drive it? Volkswagen Beetle, Seagull.
Oh,
remember that one?
Oh, no.
That one ran only in our German market.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Of course, the first one I wrote, this is right out of, I got out of college and took my job there at the advertising firm.
Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, it said, explode your hemorrhoids in a Model T, and then dong 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 dong.
What a horrible punchline for a jingle. That's terrible.
I still got it, though. I can write jingles for any product right on the spot like this.
Anything.
Yeah.
Like a food item or something?
Like Jiffy Quick. Just like that.
Just right. Like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, anything. Like, food product, your household product, anything. Give me a product. I'll write a jingle for it.
How about cheese nips?
Cheese nips? All right.
All right.
They're good and cheesy, and they make me breezy. I love to pop a nip in my mouth.
He did it.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's kind of catchy.
I popped a few nips in the big one, too, that's for sure.
What's
World War II. I popped a few nips in World War II.
Sorry?
in the trenches. We were hungry, and we'd get them K rations. And they'd
and you'd have the
cheese nips and
cheese nips.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I had Cheese Its. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I get the two products confused. Anyway, that's Sports Story.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Clarence.
Later. What's that?
Always good to see you.
I'm going to get
my ear horn. Never mind. Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. There goes Clarence, our mate.